Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the IFGL Refractories Limited Q2 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by Monarch Networth Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sehgal Sangvi of Monarch Networth Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, Chris. Good evening to all. On behalf of Monarch Networth Capital, we welcome you all for the IFGL Refractories Q2 FY23 earnings call. We are delighted to host the management from IFGL today, and we have the Managing Director, Mr. James McIntosh, and CEO, Mr. Kamal Sarda. So without taking much time, I'll hand over the call to Mr. James McIntosh for the opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, James.
Okay. Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us on the IFGL Refractories Limited Q2 FY23 earnings conference call. I hope you and everyone around you is safe and in good health. Along with me on the call, we have Mr. Kamal Sarda, Director and CEO of IFGL, and SGA, our investor relations advisors. We have uploaded the results presentation on the stock exchanges, and I hope everyone has had a chance to go through it. Let me start with the business highlights. As we all know, the global economic environment has deteriorated significantly in 2022 as inflation risk fully materialized along with other major headwinds, namely the Russia-Ukrainian war and China lockdowns. The Russia-Ukraine war exacerbated the inflationary pressure that was ignited by the post-lockdown supply and demand imbalances as the war disrupted energy and food supplies and intervened with the normalization of supply chains. In particular, in Europe, where dependence on Russian gas supply is high, economic activities as well as confidence are heavily affected by the energy crisis. In the USA, the Fed's aggressive interest rate hikes and strong US dollar are propelling recession risks and will have a ripple effect on the rest of the world through capital outflows in the emerging economies, increasing the financial stress of indebted countries and consumers. Rising interest rates and high inflation will affect investment and consumer spending. This will hurt and does hurt steel-intensive sectors such as construction, machinery, and consumer durables. As a result, the World Steel Association has revised its steel demand forecast down in its October short-range outlook. The forecast for the top 10 steel nations show a short-range outlook for finished steel production, most nations showing contractions in 2022, followed by a slight correction in 2023 to some degree. But two notable positives concerning our company are India, as the number two supplier or producer in the world, is growing at 6.1% in 2022 and is predicted to grow by a further 6.7% in 2023, taking us to over 120 million metric tons. And the USA, where growth by 2.1% in 2022 and then a further 1.6% in 2023 is predicted. As regards our company, our new research and technology center in Odisha is on track to be operational in the first half of 2023. This technology center will enable us to develop better products and to increase our understanding of material use in each application, with a goal of strengthening the company as a worldwide supplier of specialized refractories and provider of services to the producers of iron and steel. Phase two of our newest plant in Visakhapatnam is nearing completion and will allow us to enter new markets in the RHD gas snorkels and large precast shapes combined with our computational fluid dynamic capabilities. Many of the new products will be new to India and will improve our customer process yields in our ladle and punch contracts. In the USA, we've completed the relocation and modernization of our clay graphite manufacturing plant for foundry products in Michigan. In the U.K., our largely automated manufacturing system for activated gel casting project is almost ready to go, with the robots already installed and being programmed, allowing us to manufacture larger, more complex and higher value products than before. Our new website is nearing completion to go along with the recently introduced corporate identity and is aimed at improving our interface with customers, prospective employees, suppliers and other stakeholders. Going ahead, we expect with enhanced capability and new product introductions to improve the scale of the business, which will lead to operating leverage in the long term for the company. With this, let me now hand over the call to Mr. Kamal Sardar for his comments.
Thanks, James, for the quick overview. I think let me give a short brief on the performance of the company. Our company recorded as one of the highest ever revenue in H1 FY23 on the back of strong demand from India as well as some of the international businesses. Our EBITDA margins were impacted on account of sharp inflation, increased operating expenses and foreign exchange variations. However, we are undertaking several cost optimization measures by implementing automation at various stages, which will benefit us to improve margins. Additionally, Indian demand remains a bright spot in the major steel markets, as the domestic consumption, as mentioned by James, is going to be very high in the next 1 year or so. So also in the coming months, a major catalyst for steel demand growth would be infrastructure investments, mainly ahead of the Indian elections in 2024. All these factors are expected to have a great demand of refractories, and IFGL, being one of the leading players, is expected to benefit the same. Let me give you an outline of the financial highlights of Q2 FY23. On the standalone side, total income in Q2 increased by 8% on Y-on-Y basis, while it was down by 3% on quarter-on-quarter basis to 218 crores. EBITDA in Q2 FY23 was down by 13%, while it was 4% up on Q-on-Q basis. EBITDA margins stood at 13.6%. PAT was down by 16%, while it was up by 17% on quarter-on-quarter basis. And on the consolidated highlights, total income in Q2 increased by 10% year-on-year, while it was down by 8% on quarter-on-quarter basis to 345.6 crores. Consolidated EBITDA was down by 5% year-on-year, while it was up by 12% on quarter-on-quarter basis. Consolidated margins, EBITDA margins stood at 11.2%. PAT in Q2 was down by 3% year-on-year, while it was up by 34% on quarter-on-quarter basis. On the liquidity situation, we remained debt-free with a strong balance sheet with cash and cash equivalent standing at about 205 crore on consolidated balance sheet as on September 22. With this, I request people to, if you have any questions, we'll be happy to answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and then one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and then two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. We will wait a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from Jainam Krilani of Moneybee Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks a lot for this opportunity and congratulations for having a great set of numbers. So I just have two questions. So basically, what will be the capacity addition from a new CAPEX at Kandla and Vishakhapatnam? And initially, I guess it was supposed to be over by quarter one of FY23. So, sir, could you please tell me what has caused the delay in our CAPEX plans?
Okay. So, capacity additions in various plants will be various. There are several products which we are going into. The Kandla plant capacity is getting doubled in the isostatic refractories. And in the Vizag plant, in the precast shapes, we are talking of almost 800 tons per month, which is about 10,000 tons per year. And then the phase two will be coming. Phase three will be coming in casting flux, which will be about 14,000 tons per year. So I think some of these have got marginally delayed because of the ongoing COVID situations also at that point of time, and some delays have happened due to order finalizations. I think now it is on full track, and it will happen as we have mentioned in the presentation.
So we can expect it quarter four of FY24, like end of FY24, for them to operationalize?
Yeah, the final thing will happen in FY24, but okay. some capacity expansions will happen before, like Kandla will happen by quarter one of FY24. Then the phase two of Vizag is going to happen in Q4 of FY23, like that. You know, there are a few various expansions going on at various stages, so they will happen in stages. The final thing will happen in FY24 Q4.
Okay. And how much revenue would, like, all these capex to that, if you say total by, like?
Generally, we can estimate anywhere between 3 to 3.5 times of capex.
Okay. Okay. And what is the export percentage of our sales for this quarter?
We are around 50%.
Okay. So that's it from my side. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, just again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and then 1 on your touchtone phone. The next question is from Prachi Sharma of Ace Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I just have a couple of questions. Firstly, being debt is almost rising. It is more than twice of your pre-COVID time. What is the steady state debt in your opinion? And how do you see it progressing over the coming years?
I think debts are rising in terms of only working capital debts, which are there. Okay, it's primarily because of huge inventory buildup, and some of the debtors, you know, we had delays in usual debts, and then overall our volume of business has also gone up in last one and a half years. So these are linked. We cannot estimate, you know, what will be the basic debt levels.
All right, sir. So my next question is there a possibility of Kurosaki selling their approximately 15.5% stake in the open market?
We don't know.
Okay, sir. No problem. I'll just get back in the queue. That's all from my end. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from DP Qatari of Qatari Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question was that can you share which are our top 5 clients and what would be their approximately revenue contribution?
I want to say I don't have the ready figures with me right now.
Okay, sir. And sir, can you tell us what could be the sustainable level of EBITDA margins on standalone and consolidated level?
We're talking anywhere between 14% to 17%.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. That answers my question.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, again, if you do wish to ask a question, please press star and then 1. The next question is from Akash Mehta of Qatar's Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good evening. Can you provide a breakup of the revenue in terms of domestic and export for Q2 FY23?
I think I mentioned in the previous call it's almost 3% of export.
Okay. And just as a general flavor, how is the domestic market compared to the international market, which is performing better for us, at least some color on that?
Yeah, in this quarter, the domestic market was better. than export, because export has slowed down a bit.
Okay, and on that front, any future outlook on our three international subsidiaries?
Jim, I think if you can take this call.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the two European subsidiaries, Monacon in the UK and Hoffmann in Germany, you know, we believe the next quarter will be quite challenging from the point of view of the market, because a lot of the European steel industry has, you know, reduced output. However, there are a couple of things which, you know, may help the results, and that is that with the reducing freight costs from China and having our manufacturing sources for the UK company in China, there will be a boost from business, which we expect to grow again, given the fact that we were not able to do that business during the high freight rate situation. And in the foundry industry, where Hoffmann in Germany is concerned, we have seen an uplift in some of our higher value product areas, which is to be a benefit. So we feel that the overall result in the European businesses will be, you know, slightly below, you know, still reasonable good figures. For the USA, we think, again, that there's a bit of a slowdown at the moment on the steel making front. However, we have had some very good success in EI Ceramics, especially in the last 2 months, with turning in very good profitability figures, and we expect to see that continue in the future.
Okay. I think that's really helpful. Thanks for the elaborate answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and then one. While we wait for the queue to assemble, so here, would you like to ask some questions?
Yeah, hello. So my first question is, if you look at the consolidated cash flow, I think we had a capex outflow of around 50 crore roughly in the first half. And similarly, in the standalone balance sheet, we see about 25-28 crores kind of a number. So could you please elaborate where the capex has been put in for the, outside the standalone business, and what are we, what is the purpose and what are we expecting from there?
Do you need to take the call of the international capex?
Yeah, the international capex, I covered maybe a bit briefly and what I was talking about, but we had, you know, a few areas that we've been working on, and our plant in Germany, we have an expansion project going on where we are expanding the size of the manufacturing hall. This will, declutter more than add capacity in the initial stages. And the British company, Monacon, we have a project for the activated gel casting system, which is a precast shape manufacturing centre. And, you know, that's, you know, coming along nicely. We expect to finish that, early in 2023. And in the Americas, we had a complete relocation of the clay graphite manufacturing process, which is a manufacturing process used to manufacture products for the foundry industry in America, from Ohio to Michigan. And we have, some expenditures on just upgrades and equipment for EI Ceramics.
Okay. Thank you for that elaborate answer. So is it fair to say that Hoffmann and EI Ceramics, they are operating at optimum utilization right now? What would be the rough utilization level?
Yes, Hoffmann, I would say, is operating at fairly close to utilization levels, but we have another plant in the Czech Republic for Hoffmann, which in the last couple of years during during COVID, we were not really concentrating too much on the manufacturing side. Period of time, we are looking at recontinuing the manufacturing in the Czech Republic, which will give us an additional capacity. So for Hoffmann, we do expect to see some growth in the future.
And very briefly on Hoffmann, we have been crossing margin levels of more than 10%. So what could be sustainable margin levels over here?
And Hoffmann, I don't think there's been volatility in the Hoffmann figures month on month. Actually, in the last year, maybe year and a quarter, the Hoffmann results have been very consistent and profitability. We did have some volatility in the EI Ceramics figures, but as I mentioned, over the last 3 months, EI Ceramics has returned to producing very consistent profitability figures. So, and that's largely the result of the higher consolidated figure that you see in the results. we're very happy about the way things are going actually in both Hoffmann and EIC.
Okay. Thank you. That's a very elaborate answer. So, one more question I had on the overall financials. So, we have been able to achieve a bit of margin expansion this quarter. So how are things moving on the raw material cost and overall realizations? I mean, any direction on that front?
So raw material rates are mainly, there has been impact of the ocean freight, of the inward ocean freight of the imported raw materials. The domestic raw material rates have not come down. None of the domestic raw materials have come down. It's only the ocean freight which is mainly the reasons for lower. But it has also impacted, it has been also impacted by the rupee depreciation because we import majorly in dollars. So there has been some easing of the raw material costs, I would say, mainly because of the ocean freight coming down significantly the last 4 or 5 months.
Okay, and on the realization front, are the customers asking for price correction?
Yeah, there are I think serious requests by the customers, and we are in discussions with them, showing them figures that the things are not that what they are trying to think, but then the discussions will take time, but there will be some corrections also.
Okay. Thank you so much. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and then one. The next question is from Aditi Savant of ADM Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I have a couple of questions. First is, could you give us the revenue and the plan pack for 3 subsidiaries for, this quarter? And second question is, do you further see our EBITDA margin compression in the view of rising inflation going ahead?
Sorry, on the individual subsidiaries, I don't think we'll be able to give you any further details than what is presented in our presentation. So going into that granular level, we thought that it is not required. What was your second question?
on the inflationary aspects of for the subsidiaries?
So do you further see EBITDA margin compression in the view of rising inflation going ahead?
Yeah, I think that, I mean, of course, in the European and American markets, there is, you know, very high inflation for sure. However, you know, we have been quite successful in, you know, achieving price increases to cover these inflationary pressures. So we do not see that the EBITDA will change too much.
Okay. Yeah, that was helpful. Just one last question. What is our working capital cycle in days as followed in, you know, general in the industry, and where do we stand?
Generally, the working capital cycle will be about 4 months. I think compared to what you see, our working capital cycle could be slightly longer because we deal majorly, 50% of our sales are in exports. So in the realization in exports are slightly longer, you know, when you talk of the transit time and all. But in the Indian context, I think we would be comparatively better off.
Okay, got it. That was my message.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and then one. The next question is from Raj Joshi of Ace Securities. Please go ahead. Raj, your line is open. Would you like to ask your question?
Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah.
Yes, we can.
Sir, what do you plan to do with the excess of cash on the books, and how do you plan to utilize the same?
We have a big capex plan as of now. So partially it will be met by the term loan, but partially from our internal cash which we have. And further, I think we have kept that for any future requirements.
Okay. And sir, can you also provide us with your current order book position as on 30th September?
Order, I don't think we have any issue with the order. We don't maintain that way an order book as such. But we don't have any issue with the order. And our orders would be there. Only thing is that, you know, some of the countries where there is a issue of energy and all, there's a slowdown, Europe and some of the other countries. So there the orders are slightly less, but otherwise the Indian market is very good. So we have sufficient, we have a regular order, you know. We don't get a 12 month or a 14 month type of orders like that. But our orders are consistent.
So can you quantify in terms of number?
No.
Okay. Thank
it's
you.
Not possible that way.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and then one. Our next question is from Mohit Rathi of CCIPL. Please go ahead.
Sir, I wanted to understand that, so have we added any new customers in India in the last quarter or even this financial year?
No, not really. I think we are there almost on all the customers in India.
Okay. So in that case, there is only scope for additional business from existing customers since we have already penetrated the domestic market?
Yes.
Okay. And sir, lastly, sir, if you could just give us some idea, sir, that our stock price is trailing below book value. And we all know that the market price of the assets of the company would be far higher than the book value. So basically, when the company is having excess cash and has no debt at all on the books, so then why don't we use this opportunity when our margins are under pressure to buy back and extinguish our shares so that in future our earning per share can grow faster than the profits of the company? And so also it is far more tax efficient than the dividend. So the dividend can be adjusted with a share buyback. So any thoughts on that?
We see this question has been coming to us possibly in every meeting we have with the analysts or the investors. But the cash which we have is to increase the value of the company, you know, by maybe adding capex or adding capacities or maybe looking for an acquisition at a later date if we get. Tomorrow when we have an acquisition ready, we may not have the cash readily available. So that's the reason why we have kept the cash. We don't intend to do any buyback immediately.
Okay, sir. Sir, thank you very much and best of luck.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and then one. The next question is from Abhishek Dev of Black Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah.
I wanted to ask, can you please share the capacity added in metric tons?
Kandla plant, it is a number of pieces. You know, we have the current capacity in 20,000 pieces per month. We will go to 40,000 pieces. And in Vizag, the phase two expansion will add 800 tons per month. And the phase three expansion will add about 1,200 tons per month.
Okay, thank you. I'll join the queue.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Then the next question is from Riya Verma of MR Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Riya, your line is open. Yes, please.
Okay. Hi, sir. I have two questions. Firstly, to meet our guidance of ₹1,600 crore in FY25, our percentage of government sales has to be 25%. What is the incremental capex that we will incur for that?
Can you come again with the question?
Sorry?
Please come again with the question.
Yeah. So I was saying, to meet our guidance of 1600 crore, our percentage of government sales has to be close to 25%. So what is the incremental capex that we have to incur for that? And what is the current capacity utilization of government business?
Where did you get a 1600 crore guidance which we have? I think company...
I'm sorry.
Has not given any such guidance.
That's a little mixed up. I'm asking the revenue growth led by price growth or volume growth. Is the revenue growth led by price growth or volume growth?
Okay. I don't have the breakup as such, but there has been a significant volume growth in this period. But I don't have that kind of a breakup between the price and volume, honestly.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, just again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and then one. As we have no further questions, I would like to hand the call back to management for some closing.
Yeah. So, Jim, I'm giving the closing remarks. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Thank you everyone for joining in this earnings call. I hope we have been able to answer most of your queries. We look forward to your active participation in the subsequent calls. For any queries or any questions you may have, you may contact SGA on Investor Relations Advisors. Thank you very much and have a nice day.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Monarch Network Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.